Leia patched the Mari's channel into the network. Silgo has made some progress on the Dark Nest's froth.
Actually, I doubt the Dark Nest is responsible for the froth,
Silgo said.
From what we know of Killik society, they have no nanotechnology abilities at all.
Nanotech?
Kip echoed.
As in molecule machines?
As in self-replicating molecule machines,
Silgo corrected.
The sample that Master Sebatine gave me appears to be a terraforming system. From what I can tell, it's designed to create and maintain an environmental balance optimal for its creators.
Yes, Saba said. But what does it do?
I'm not sure we'll ever understand completely.
Silgo steepled her webbed fingers beneath her chin tentacles.
It's very advanced. Far beyond any nanotechnology capabilities here in the Galactic Alliance.
Saba rasped in impatience.
Basically,
Silgo continued,
the system consists of many different kinds of tiny machines. Some of those machines monitor the soil, the air, the water. When they detect a notable imbalance in the environment, they join together and become machines that disassemble the contaminants, molecule by molecule, then use that raw material to build more machines. That's what is happening when you see the froth.
And these contaminants,
Corrin said,
they are whatever lies outside the system parameters,
Silgo said.
Toxic spills, spin glass buildings, droids, killiks. In short, anything in sufficient amounts that wasn't on Wotaba when Leia and Han found it.
Leia's heart sank. Moving the Killiks to Wotaba had felt a little too convenient all along, and now she knew there was a reason.
This is great news,
Jaina said.
The colony isn't lying to us after all,
Zek added.
Don't start your victory rolls yet,
Kip warned.
Maybe the Killiks didn't make this stuff, but the Dark Nest is still using it to turn the colony against us.
Only until Unuthul understands what happened,
Zek said.
Once we disable the nanotech, he'll see that we weren't trying to trick him,
Jaina added.
I'm afraid he's going to have to take our word for it,
Silgul said. Jaina and Zek frowned.
Why?
Because the system is probably worldwide, and it is certainly very resilient.
Silgul interlaced her fingers, then her hands dropped out of the hologram.
If the supernova didn't destroy it...
Supernova?
Corrin asked.
What supernova?
The one that created the Utagetu Nebula, Leia clarified. There were many different kinds of nebulae, and most of them did not result from supernova explosions. The Utagetu is a shell nebula.
I see,
Corrin said.
The blast would have destroyed all life on every planet within a dozen parsecs,
Silgo continued.
But my assistant's calculations suggest that the nebula is only 1,000 standard years old.
And you think the nanotech survived to restore Wotaba and the other worlds, Leia surmised.
Yes. Otherwise, the planet would still be dead.
Silgo glanced at something out of view, then said,
We calculate that it would have taken only a year or two for the first pockets of soil to become fertile again, and there would have been plenty of seeds trapped where the blast radiation wouldn't destroy them.
But the animals wouldn't have lasted, Mara said. They would have starved within months. Silgul nodded.
And that is how you end up with a cluster of empty paradise worlds.
I don't suppose there's any chance of Raynar believing all this,
Corrin asked. We'll certainly do our best to persuade him, Leia said. But I suspect the Dark Nest will convince him that we're lying.